Welcome back, Our Nation. And joining us in this hour, Scott Bennett, an officer and a gentleman, a man who knows about what a code of honor is. It's easy to have a code of honor when everything's going fine. But when evil stands up to you, and that's pervasive, all-encompassing evil at high levels in any service, in the military or in the government, and you just have this fetid smell, and that you have the courage and the guts to stand up to it, is fantastic. General Flynn is an officer and a gentleman, so I thought the best person to have to talk about someone like that has to be an officer and a gentleman. Because I remember when I was taking some police science course ages ago, one of the local police chiefs was the instructor. Great man. I loved him. He was a commando with the SAS. He stood behind his people. I wish I had a boss like that. I was on the wrong side of the line. And he told me, it takes a lot of courage to be a peace officer. And I like the fact to use that instead of police officer, because keeping the peace is what it's all about. Then you're working under constitutional guidelines and precepts. Not the courage to face danger, although in a way when you take this path you are facing danger, but the courage to do what's right when you know you're going to take a lot of heat for it. And he says that's what he looks for, is that kind of courage, that you can look the evil in the eye and tell it politely that it's wrong and seek to get some sort of justice. And Scott Bennett has had to take that walk. That's like the Jesus walk. You're carrying the cross, and you got the crown of thorns, and they're going to rip you with every step you take. But you know where you're going, and they're lost. And that's why I always keep a big nail on my desk in my old-fashioned radio speaker, just to remind me that's the price, and it's also the ticket to admission, is to have that nail. And if we take that walk and we do what's right, they can't hurt us and they can't harm us. We can liberate ourselves. That's the key, that big nail and the philosophies behind it. Welcome aboard, Scott. Glad to have you. Tell the people, in case there's some new ones, about who you are, what you are, and then we'll get into General Flynn.
Well, it's an honor to be with you again, George, and I'm so glad you refreshed my mind and our souls with the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He is God. There's one name under heaven by which man can be saved, and it is the Lord Jesus. And, you know, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for those that love him. And it's out of love and submission and humility that we, you know, follow the Lord when he says, what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? And that's what I've tried to do. And when I've come right up front in facing a lot of this stuff that I didn't understand, but later understood it as evil and corruption and criminality, there is a joy to know that the Lord has got his hand on you and he's moving you on his chessboard and he's about to kick over pieces and take them off the board using you as their pawn. That's a great joy. That's a tremendous thrill to know that he's using you for battle. He's using you for clashing of swords. He's using you to be a mighty voice in the wilderness, to be a light. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So I always do that. My book, my words are not mine. They're the Lord's. The Lord wrote his book, Shell Game, through me. And it was a book that people can see and give all glory to him at the website shellgamewhistleblower.com, shellgamewhistleblower.com. And that is the Lord's book. That whole saga, the whole story, the whole odyssey was the Lord's. And I always want that known so people can see God in heaven is not, he's not out of control. He's not confused or intimidated or any way outplayed by the devil and his pawns and his minions at Hillary Clinton, Obama, Holder, and all these lost souls. He is actually setting it up for his purposes, his way, his timeline, And we are always just to be speakers of truth. So I'm thrilled by what's happening. General Flynn and Sidney Powell, and as we were talking before the break, all of this stuff is coming out now, and it's been a long time coming. I've been pounding and pounding and battering away at the drawbridge like some, Herculean Braveheart scene, trying to bash my way in so that the world could see what happened and what was really going on. And it's now starting to splinter and break. It's now happening. And, I always joke and say I feel like a pit bull hanging on a rubber tire by my jaws, and the tree limb has been aching and cracking. And now I can actually feel it starting to dip and sag and splinter, and I know it's just going to be moments before the whole thing comes crashing down, and with it we see all of the corruption and the deceit and the wickedness and the perversion and the treason that was committed by all of these people in the Obama administration in a political sense, and a lot of their demoniac supporters who you've seen glimpses of at the anti-Kavanaugh hearings, you know, hitting themselves in the face or defecating in the streets or breaking car windows. They're no different than Hillary Clinton or Obama or Bill Clinton or Eric Holder. They're just not as polished and pretty and wearing ties and have so many professional credentials on their wall. But they're all from the same cut. They're all doing the work of their father, the devil. So I think this is a time where God is separating America into different camps. As Moses said, who's on the Lord's side, stand over here. And then there are those who are blindly and just rabidly going on the other side. And that includes all these people who are obsessed with wearing masks and obsessed with tattling on people, and no one can work, no one can shake hands, no one can be less than 6 feet apart, and the coronavirus is the new vaccine that we need, and nobody better work until we get that done. To hell with all that. We're not having anything to do with that. We are standing and walking and working and praising the Lord and assembling in churches and doing all the things that the Constitution of the United States has enshrined and recognized we have a right to do. So I see if there's not a renaissance in America, George, I think there will be a revolution and a civil war. And perhaps that's God's plan, too, to really excite and strip from people the idols of wealth and leisure and all of the things which have intoxicated Americans, as well as the endless international wars that we think we have a duty, we have an obligation or a right to go in and disintegrate regimes of foreign nations for whatever reasons. I think those days are coming to an end. Never mind all the other butchery that we've done in the country, from abortion and breaking up the family, breaking up the marriage, homosexualizing the culture, lesbian, transgenderism, all sorts of perversions. All of that started here in the United States. And I know the various Zionist elements in Israel and the Mossad and all of that play a major part and own very big chunks of the U.S. mainstream media and such. But I think all of that is coming into a twilight, fading away. And I hope and pray that Donald Trump recognizes all of this and comes down on the side of the people and the side of God. But we'll see.
Indeed, indeed. It's a difficult thing to stand against the crowd, or probably a better terminology is the mob. But I always have been looking for the minority opinion, standing up for the weak, the people who are bullied, intimidated, pushed around, and taking on whatever forces of darkness have to be taken on. You know, I was proud that President Bush 43 swore at me, or, you know, my name can't be repeated on this radio station. But I'm proud of it. You know, to me, that's better than any medal anybody could give you, is I stood firm on what I thought these wars of oppression were all about: big money, big finance, big banking, to lure and to sucker people into fighting them, to have their bodies desecrated, and to say, no, this is wrong. And I did it in rather flavorful terms, too, on late night radio in Toronto. But, you know, someone has to stand up for what's right. And I know when God gave me a career change years ago, I never understood exactly at the time, because, you know, I was probably 32 or something like that. You know, he says, I got something far more important for you to police.
Yeah.
You're going to police the media. And I'm thinking, the media? What are you talking about? You know, I used to go around in a uniform in a car, you know, like, I don't understand. But then as I met new people to broaden my horizons and teach me what propaganda is and how we were manipulated and how we're controlled, and God giving me the opportunity to speak to correct these things. And a lot of it at the beginning was, you know, I'm standing in front of the tide because these people are professionals. Actually, it was really funny, like, you know, there was always one broadcaster in St. Catharines, Ontario, that always went, what do you think? We all meet together in some little room and decide what's going to be, you know, on the air and stuff. Well, guess what? So then at a later time, way down the road, he says, oh, yeah, I had to attend this United Nations conference for talk radio show hosts. There's your little room, pal.
Wow.
call me a whack job. You know, you admit it with your own voice. And this is what we're up against, a monolithic evil that's everywhere, all-encompassing. And, you know, Marshall McLuhan, one of the greatest things he said as a media scientist, because he was a Christian, he wrote a priest in Montreal, and his private letters were published in many things, but he said, the prince of the air, as it's described in the Bible, is Satan. And the
yes.
prince of the air means the airwaves from the TV, the radio. That's his field, his way to control us. That's where his lies are rampant, in that air. And part of our battle is to work in enemy lines, behind the lines, to reveal the truths. Because ultimately, I called something Jesus logic. Whatever sets us free is the truth. Whatever forces us into servitude or bondage has to be a lie.
Yes.
So we can see, even if we know nothing about science or medicine, the fact that we are being enslaved as a species, as countries, as peoples, it's obvious that this is a lie because it's not setting us free. What if we tell our side of the story on these issues, especially your side of the issues, what's really gone on in the Pentagon? I remember September the 10th. I remember that. I remember Dick Cheney saying there's $1.something trillion missing from the Pentagon. I remember that.
Don Rumsfeld and Dick and Dove Zakheim, my boss at Booz Allen Hamilton.
And then all of a sudden that went down the memory hole, and the accounting department gets blown up at the Pentagon. How long will we take this before we bring these savages to justice? And we're not asking for a retribution, we're asking for justice, because these crimes are heinous in their extreme. The people, the lives, millions and millions and millions of lives desecrated, destroyed, ruined, and this doing it again in asymmetrical warfare with this propaganda operation. All these unemployed people, lives destroyed, businesses closed, stores not opening, no hope of employment, people being just squashed like bugs. That's enough of that. It's time for a spiritual revolution to turn all this asunder. And when you brought up all these things before, is something I say again and again and again. On a national basis, I would love to see the head of any state asking God for forgiveness for our sins. Because we're all sinners. I ask God for forgiveness. You know, part of the process. And just to say, we atone for it, and we're not going to do it again. And we're going to try to clean up the mess to the best of our ability. But at least have the guts and the gumption to ask the Lord for forgiveness. And you know what? We may see a better sunrise the next day, because that sin debt will be taken off our backs, and we'll be free again to do better. And that's all it takes. But it's a big step for those kinds, because people of demon spirits can't profess the Lord. It's like the wicked witch. I'm melting! They can't do it. And that's a good way that you can see them to judge whose side they're on, is they can't pray, they can't hold the Bible, they can't, you know, they got these, I think it was Arkansas was one of the ones, had Satan's statue outside the state legislature or something like that, but you take the Bible out of the courtroom, and the cross, and the Ten Commandments, and, you know, hey, wait a minute, that's not good enough. God's going to test us. It's like I was teasing Jack, you know, who I have on the show a lot. And just said, you know, when it's time for the lake of fire, we're going to stand at the sidelines with the barbecue sauce and just pile it on. Because you don't believe you'll burn, and I say you will, and you'll smell better with the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Okay, let's get into General Flynn. And you, nobody knows this better than you because you were on the inside track.
Well, yeah, I mean, General Flynn was in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the equivalent of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was an Army officer, and I had sent him my report, Shell Game, which, again, people can see at shellgamewhistleblower.com or Google Shell Game, a military whistleblowing report by Scott Bennett. And this report detailed how the Obama administration and the Clinton State Department under Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation under Donna Shalala and the Department of Justice under Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer had all entered into a conspiracy to money launder 19,000 bank accounts from Union Bank of Switzerland and divert them to CIA, Saudi Arabian, Qatari mercenary radicals, terrorists, to infiltrate and go into Libya and to go into Syria and to combine with Turkish elements to destabilize Syria. And Senator Dick Black knew about a lot of that. Senator Dick Black was over in Syria and met with Bashar Assad, who is not a monster. He's not a terrible guy. He's an ophthalmologist. The propaganda, again, the prince of the air, has labeled this very fine man who's not killing his own people or doing any of the things that they accuse him of, not doing chemical attacks or anything like that. But Senator Black and Tulsi Gabbard, in fact, had affirmed this. Bashar Assad actually was defending Christians from these vicious Saudi Arabian Wahhabi mercenaries and the Israeli Zionist Mossad-trained infiltrators in keeping the country together. And I had reported all of that to General Mattis, to General Flynn, to Psychological Operations and Civil Affairs, my battle command. I'd reported it to the Senate Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, and the Armed Services Committee. One of the people who worked in the Armed Services Committee who would have gotten that is Roger Zakheim, who is the son of Dove Zakheim. And nothing was ever done. Nothing was ever responded to, except in criticism. Dianne Feinstein and Senator Bill Nelson were criticizing me for writing this. And then we've got all sorts of other things that were unfolding. Snowden left the country shortly after he saw my report bouncing around U.S. Central Command. And I think that was the beginning of the end of the deep state. It's just taken a long time to trickle out. Well, General Flynn knew about all of that. And I think that's the real reason why they went after him, is because they thought if they took him out, they'd take out the lead person who could serve to educate Donald Trump in everything that the deep state had been doing, because General Flynn had been a part of it as a military officer under really for the last 30 years. He'd been in it and seen it under Bush and then Obama. And I think they tried to take him out. So what I did in Dallas, Texas in 2018, I went to speak at a conference, and who happened to be there was Sidney Powell. This is before she was Flynn's attorney. And also General Michael Flynn's brother was there. And it was part of the conference was to raise money for General Flynn and his legal defense. Cause at that point, you know, he hadn't taken a plea deal. He had been fighting allegedly fighting, but his lawyers who had come in to represent him were Covington and Burling. This is the law firm that I mentioned in my report that was involved with money laundering and things like that. Well, I told Sidney Powell all of this, gave her a copy of my book, told General Flynn's brother all of this, gave him a copy of my book, interspersed it in my speeches saying Covington and Burling are representing General Flynn and they're part of this massive conspiracy. They have to go. He can't be represented by them. Well, wouldn't you know, after Sidney Powell and General Flynn's brother digested this material, they went back, told Michael Flynn, he fired his attorneys at Covington and Burling and hired Sidney Powell. And I won't go into the details of what I talked with Sidney after that fact and what we've been communicating up until today. But suffice it to say, she knows everything that I know with certain subjects and topics relating to General Flynn and Covington and Burling and the Clinton Foundation and all of these lawyers in the Justice Department that were totally corrupt, including Ginni Rhee at the Clinton Foundation. All of this she knows, and she presented it into a motion to the court. And the court said, I want everything from Covington and Burling to be released and made public. And at that moment, the justice dropped the case. The Justice Department threw up its hands and said, we're done. We're dropping the case. Because they knew it would open up Pandora's box and more and more and more of this stuff would be forced out into the open. The media would have a game show. They would look at all the revelations that Covington and Burling had Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Loretta Lynch and all of these people talking about General Flynn and talking about corrupting him and undermining him and getting him fired and getting him to take a plea deal, doing the opposite of what lawyers are supposed to do for their clients. So fast forward, the judge has not thrown out the case, but he's invited amicus briefs. And one of the briefs that he's going to read is going to be from Scott Bennett that details all of this material in my book, Shell Game. And this, George, is God hitting the bell with a mighty sledgehammer that will resonate and ring and shatter the clay towers of death and corruption and lies and deceit that the devil's pawns and minions, the Democrats, have been caking and building like some incestuous nest. All of this is going to be shattered when this brief is read, and Exhibit 1 is Shell Game. And it lists everybody, every senator, every congressman. It lists Michael Isikoff. It shows why Spygate, the Epoch Times, put the whole Spygate together, because I've been working with the Epoch Times people. All of this stuff will now be coming out in droves, and I don't have a problem standing up and testifying anywhere. Brad Birkenfeld doesn't have a problem saying, yep, I know Scott Bennett. He and I sat down for 6 months and put this whole report together. Ed Snowden doesn't have a problem by teleconference saying, yep, I know Scott Bennett. I worked with him at Booz Allen Hamilton in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. And Julian Assange will say, yep, I gave them the WikiLeaks cables. And then things get fun.
Indeed. And we'll have some more fun on the other side of the break. Scott Bennett with us, the man on the inside. Don't tread on us, because Scott is our watchdog.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, and of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Posse. We're mounting our faithful steeds with Scott Bennett, and we're looking into the crime, the corruption, the evil in the military-industrial complex from a man who lived in the military-industrial complex, in the Pentagon, and knows the private contractors, knows the people firsthand, and has written about it and been persecuted for it. And that's all I can say is there's no more honorable officer than the one who stands up for his oath. I know many times in my younger years, you know, I'd always be told to do something wrong for this or for that. I go, no. Hey, wait a minute. I remember when I started this, like you gave me this Bible, I put my hand on top and I swear this oath. And now you're telling me, like, you know, that doesn't matter. I just got to jump when whatever Duce comes along and tells me to jump. You know, no. I'm sorry. I meant it. You know, maybe nobody else does, but I did. Whatever threats and intimidation come along, I said, I live by my oath. I stand by my oath. Not that that's going to do you much good with those rots, but, you know, those are the decisions you have to make. And I'll tell you something. You know you're in league with the Lord when those requests are coming to you while you're looking down the barrel of a gun, and you got to decide whose side you're on. I chose my side, and I said it even with the gun pointed at me. I'm on the side of Jesus. You can shoot me, but that doesn't going to make anything go away. It means you're going to spend a long time in prison for shooting me. If you think it's worth it, you go right ahead and pull the trigger. But, you know, they didn't have the guts to pull the trigger. It's just the threats and intimidation game. And you're just going like, who am I working with? Who are these people? Why are they in control of truth, justice, service, and law? What are they? They're demons. Total demons. Because when they did that, I was coaching a youth baseball team. And they pointed that gun at the kids in my team just to say, you know, like they're not even afraid to shoot young people. Something to think about sometimes when you have a mass shooting. They're prepared to do stuff like that. They don't lose any sleep over it. They're just like robots. I don't know how scared a lot of them were. I wasn't. Wish I had a baseball bat handy. But sometimes you don't. That's what you're dealing with when you stand up to evil, because they'll do anything. It's our in- inability to comprehend how evil evil is that gives them license or the way to carry this on further, because it's not in our nature. If somebody told me years ago about, you know, a lot of the things that I know about now, you know, I'd just be dumbstruck. I couldn't even imagine anybody could be that evil, because it's not in my nature. It's not in my soul. You know, I wasn't shown anything like this or raised to understand anything like this. It was all new to me. But I learned fast. And part of that learning is to use the power of the media to force that evil back in its hole, cover it with dirt once and for all, and then put cement on top. And that's where it belongs. Okay, Scott, let's continue with the machinations of how all the money got seconded offshore by all these thugs, crooks, and cronies.
Well, you know, one of the reports at the end of my book, I've got this summary that I sent to the Trump administration. It was a memorandum detailing all of this, and I sent it December 19th, 2017. And I met with General Flynn's lawyer, before she was his lawyer, Sidney Powell, and General Flynn's brother in November of 2018. So about, you know, 9 months later or so, I met with General Sidney Powell and General Flynn's brother and gave them a copy of this. But I originally had sent it to the White House, and that was December 19th, 2017. And one of the things I detailed and I'll read was really the summary of the Swiss bank crimes that Hillary Clinton had been doing, and they needed to investigate and prosecute it. And I think that's exactly what Attorney General Barr and Durham have been formulating in a lot of the indictments. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of this legal language included in their indictments. So I'll read just the coup de grace paragraph here. It says, "Be advised, you are hereby served notice that this report is submitted to the White House as part of a previous 2012 military whistleblowing report titled Shell Game and should be immediately used as evidence in the following criminal investigations. Number one, State Department approval of sale of Uranium One after bribery from Russian lobbying involving Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Department of Justice Attorney General Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, and Loretta Lynch. Two, Union Bank of Switzerland, Department of Justice, and State Department agreement, settlement, and confiscation of 19,000 private UBS bank accounts in return for the imprisonment of UBS whistleblower Brad Birkenfeld and illegal payments to the Clinton Foundation from UBS, from Covington and Burling, and its clients, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and others. Number three, Department of Justice Loretta Lynch's issuance of a fraudulent 2% fine to Union Bank of Switzerland in exchange for Clinton Foundation donations from Union Bank of Switzerland. Quote, too big to jail was political language developed in 2012 by Attorney General Eric Holder to conceal shell game revelations and protect the financial interests of Holder and Brewer's former employer, Covington and Burling Law Firm. Four, investigation into U.S.-Russian activities relating to 2016 presidential election. Five, Democrat National Committee computer file thefts, murder of Democrat National Committee technology staffer Seth Rich. Six, Covington and Burling, the law firm representing Union Bank of Switzerland and Gulf countries, financing terrorism and coordinated communication with Hillary Clinton through attorney Stuart Eisenstadt and Jenny Reed, who were on the Mueller team. So this was used as evidence to help the White House and all of their investigations into these various subject matters. And it goes into the details of how they did it, when they did it, why they did it, and you know, all the beneficiaries of it. And I also disclose in this report the interfacings with General Flynn, as well as one of the big things that will come out is Andrew McCabe, when he was the head guy in, I think it was FBI, Andrew McCabe and his wife Jill McCabe were conspiring with Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats in Virginia to put Jill McCabe into Senator Dick Black's seat. And that's very significant. And Senator Black and I have talked a lot about that. They don't mention his name for whatever reason, but Senator Dick Black was the man that Andrew McCabe tried to remove by sending four FBI agents into Senator Black's office to try and get him to go to Syria on some wild goose chase. And he said, no, no, no. He could smell a trap. He knew there was something funny. But that is another example of the same thing they did to General Flynn by sending two agents into Flynn's office to interrogate him. They did with Senator Black. And they failed because he was a former JAG. He's a lawyer. He knows. He's a Vietnam officer and a pilot. Very smart, very shrewd guy. But that's never been exposed or talked about. A little bit has been done. Jay Sekulow and his son have talked a little bit about it, who incidentally I met and talked to a little bit about this. So all of this, I think, is now coming out, George, and you're going to see increasingly legal language about treason, misprision of treason, terrorist financing, corruption, conspiracy, crimes against the Constitution, and this one especially. I served the White House and said, be advised you're hereby served notice that your failure by your office to respond to this notice and report will be interpreted and prosecuted as a violation of 18 U.S. Code 2382, misprison of treason. And that goes for every senator and congressman and judge and general and other military person who I served this notice to, because the law says, quote, whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them conceals and does not, as soon as may be, disclose and make known the same to the president or to some judge of the United States or to the governor or to some judge or justice of a particular state is guilty of misprison of treason and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 7 years or both. So there is treasonous acts that have been done by Senator Dianne Feinstein, who I reported this to, and the only thing that she did was conspire with Senator Bill Nelson to bury it. And her letter between her and Bill Nelson is in my book. Bill Nelson took it down from his website, but I screenshotted it first, and that's a powerful indictment. That right there shows you that Senator Dianne Feinstein knew full well all of the implications of the shell game report. In fact, George, as I shared with you before, they sent Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger up to my prison to interrogate me. Now, they are CIA assets, Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger. Michael Isikoff is all over a lot of the deep state countermeasures and propaganda against Trump, against, you know, about Russiagate, Ukrainegate. But you also just saw Michael Isikoff pop up on the radar once more in the last couple of days by alleging that the FBI have accidentally exposed a name of a Saudi official relating to the 9/11 attacks. Michael Isikoff wrote that. And anything that Michael Isikoff writes, you could basically say is CIA propaganda. So that's fascinating. That these deep state CIA propagandists are so nervous now, they're freaking out that General Flynn's going to go free and he's going to come back with a vengeance. And he's going to have a team of people with him and he's going to go on a massive talking tour over the summer. His book is probably going to come out in the summer to prepare it. And he's going to go around the country and say, what they did to me, they did to you. And I'm not giving up. I joined I joined the military. I swore an oath to serve the Constitution against domestic enemies, and I am not stopping now. I'm telling the world exactly what these corrupt liars did and these corrupt liars in the media, and I'm going to go on the hunt and break their necks like a terrier breaks a rat, and you are all going to know about it. That's what President Trump needs, are people, are ass kickers, just men who've been in the fight getting back up there and saying, oh, hell no, I'm not going and retiring and disappearing. I'm going on a full attack. And General Flynn has every right to do that. He's taken his plea back, and I think Donald Trump has already said he'd bring him back into the White House, and I think he will. So I think it's going to be very exciting times over the summertime. The other thing about this COVID-19, this is their attempt to break up the Trump rallies. This is their attempt to say social distancing. We can't have any Trump rallies of tens of thousands of people, you know, all over the auditorium. That's really what that's about, is breaking up the momentum and the success of President Trump. And I think he's going to jettison all of these naysayers and pessimists who are desperate for a outbreak of this COVID-19 thing. They said, oh, there's going to be another outbreak. They're planning it. They're trying to get it to happen. But we can't pay any really attention to that. We have to see it as a psyop. We have to see it as propaganda. We have to, you know, forget what these fascist governors are doing by trying to shut down businesses and all of that. That all of that needs to be totally erased, and either through direct executive action by Attorney General Barr, who's already said you cannot violate the constitutional rights of people, you cannot stop them from going to business and working. Only in a time of war are certain rights suspended, and we're not in a war, despite your attempt to use this fancy rhetoric and say we're all on the front lines, we're all in it together, you know, pass the ammunition, pass the syringe, pass the vaccine. No. We're not buying into it. And I think this is showing the stupidity and the softness and the mental, you know, delusion of many people versus the vitality and the sharpness and the quickness and the love of freedom and the Constitution and the other half of the country. So there is going to be a split, but I think the vast majority of people are going to come down the side of freedom, Constitution, opening the country back up, getting the economy back functioning, and forgetting all of these the sky is falling Democrats that are just, you know, so desperate for any economic downturn to blame on Trump in the hopes that they're going to defeat him. One thing else I'd say is Biden. I've said it before many times on our radio program on Revolution Radio. I said I would not be surprised if they assassinate Biden. If they shoot him or kill him in a Manchurian candidate scenario so they can generate some sort of knee-jerk trauma, sympathy for him and slip in Andrew Cuomo or Gavin Newsom as his replacements. I wouldn't be surprised if they kill Biden. It could even be through COVID-19 or something. But I cannot see the Democrats being so stupid, despite how much I hope it's true, that they're so stupid to put up a jittering old Biden, who can't even remember his name, put him in to run against Donald Trump for the presidency and do a debate with him. I can't see them doing that. I see them using him and taking him out to plant someone else in at the last minute.
Or just his running mate. He'd be the 30-day president.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Because I think it was McKinley. For some period of time, he didn't have a vice president. I can't remember if it was as long as 2 years, but it was for some period of time the office was vacant for whatever reason. And he wasn't too keen to want to fill it either. And then he fills it, and he gets shot shortly thereafter. So I think he knew his politics. He just picked the wrong vice president. Because pretty much when you have some of these assassinations, it's like the old British murder mystery, you know, the whodunits. Well, they always had the butler. Well, when somebody kills the president, you don't have a butler to look at too often. It's the vice president. And, you know, you put them under the microscope long and hard, I think you'll find they're the qui bono beneficiary over and over again. But that's just my take on the way these things work. In a way, you shouldn't be able to get the reins of power. You should just be a caretaker president until you have new people chosen and have another election so that you're just a dead-end guy. And there's no reason for you to ever take out the boss because, you know, you got 3 months, 6 months, whatever, then you're out the door and you can't have the keys to the store anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, one other thing on this, George, that's good to read is this is where I mentioned that the president and many others in this report in December of 2017, General Flynn and his involvement. I wrote on page 10 at the very end of the book, Shell Game Terrorist Financing Report, page 10, number 6, bullet point, General Michael Flynn's attorneys at the law firm Covington & Burling deceived General Michael Flynn regarding Covington's direct participation and relationship with Union Bank of Switzerland, the Clinton Foundation, and the Clinton State Department in these matters. Consequently, Covington & Burling should be disqualified from representing Mr. Flynn. An amicus brief, friend of the court, is being submitted to the court hearing the Flynn plea agreement as, quote, newly discovered evidence indicating ineffective assistance of counsel, prosecutorial misconduct, and fraud upon the court. Since this is a case to first impressions, this legal motion establishing newly discovered evidence and fraud on the court mandates the rejection of Michael Flynn's plea agreement and demands an independent investigation or special counsel be assigned in this matter by the Inspector General, Congress, and the White House. So this is, there's a few other things I go on, but that's the gist of it. General Flynn is betrayed by his lawyers at Covington and Burling. Now, Judge Sullivan is going to be seeing in full color that his lawyers at Covington and Burling betrayed General Flynn, unbeknownst to him, to cover up their own financial interests with their own clients, which include Union Bank of Switzerland, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bank, and various countries that utilize them in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, various Sunni Wahhabi regimes, to enable the Obama administration to overthrow countries like Libya and Syria with ultimate designs on Iran. And, of course, the Russian interplay in this is I presented all of these things in my original Shell Game report on Russia TV with Peter Lavelle and Crosstalk in 2015. And immediately when I went on Crosstalk and told about all this, General Flynn was invited to Russia as part of their 10-year reunion. And the deep state could see all of this stuff coming together. Russia Today, Scott Bennett, Shell Game. I've been on Press TV. I've been in Sputnik, and they're all reporting it. Not Michael Isikoff, not NBC, ABC, not even Fox News. I met Tucker Carlson in San Francisco and gave him a copy of this and debriefed him on this. Now, I like Tucker. I think he's sharp. But he's not a military guy, so he's not kind of going after the jugular like you and I know from your police background and my military background. You have to go on the full attack on these people. Well, we'll see what Tucker does, but Hannity hasn't really done it. They're all talking and barking about the story, but the story came out in 2012, George. They're just catching up. So I'm happy forever. Whoever scores the touchdown, I don't care. And right now it's going to be Sidney Powell. She's going to go in and explode all of this. General Flynn will too. But it's very interesting that the whole Russiagate and the Russia accusation started after I was on Russia Today and shared all of this. And then General Flynn went to Russia Today 10-year reunion. And then also this went to Michael Cohen, President Trump's attorney. And I talked with Michael Cohen, and I recorded the phone call conversation. And I said, President Trump needs to – it was before he was president, actually. It was in 2015 and then again in 2016. Before he was president, I spoke with Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, and said, you need to get this to him and get him spun up on it. And I also talked with his son, Eric Trump. So they went after Michael Cohen. And whether he betrayed the president or all of that is a psyop is another matter. But the record's there, George. The breadcrumb trail on the floor is there. It's documented, and there are witnesses that'll corroborate it, and there are all the evidence that's needed to bring it into a either a military court tribunal for treason or a civilian court. But all of this is coming out now, and it's going to climax, I think, in the amicus brief to Judge Sullivan, which simply is a copy and pasting of Shell Game.
Indeed, indeed. And we're thankful that Shell Game is there to have basically, the perfect court brief on what's been going on from someone who's been on the inside. And, you don't have to be in the dark. It's open to buy for everyone so that you can see what is really going on, no matter how much false flag war, media provocations they put out. They have that term, media whores. And, when I look at the level of lies that these people bring to us with, massive psychological operations for any diabolical plot or long-term strategy that they care to make, and generally in the past it's been like the winning propaganda photo. You look at some of the great ones through history, and, you just see they made this up, and it caused us to go to war. And people get killed over the fact that we created a reality from nothing. And it's like, if there are sins, those have to be at the top of the list. If you walk down the street and just shot a few people, well, they pillory you in the media. But you create a meme of some sort of story, some sort of lie, to cause conflict or to destroy and be treasonous to your country. And there's no consequences. You're just well paid for this, and you go on and on and on. They had that concept, the untouchables. And these people were in the past, the untouchables. But Scott Bennett is Elliot Ness. And they're going to go down. And when that day comes, that will be a great cause for celebration. That's all we can say is, you know, we have to consider ourselves fortunate that there is a medium to get these words out, to get these concepts out, to point true fingers of justice at various perpetrators and get people thinking about what has really been going on so that you can protect, defend your country, your constitution, your Bill of Rights, your very life from not allowing these things to have control over them. That is honor, as I said in the first hour. There's honor in Power Hour. There's honor in Scott Bennett. God bless you, Scott. Until the next time. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're making changes for the best. See you at the webinar. Good night.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.